ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Food.
Canned food's popularity has fluctuated over time, but its convenience and its long shelf life and its affordability have made it a consistent staple in many kitchens. Oh, forever, hey? Opening a tin of baked beans, maybe adding a dash of Keane's curry powder. Or what about creamed sweet corn with a bit of bacon served hot with toast? Mmm, delicious. And a cheaper and probably far more nutritious alternative to fast foods or Uber Eats and uber expensive things like that. Tins, of course, are pantry staples, particularly tinned tomatoes. Canned and tinned food was a popular choice when the pandemic hit. Supermarket shelves literally get stripped bare as soon as there's any rush to stock up on food. Well, most of us would no doubt prefer to cook with fresh food, but if ingredients are out of season or overly expensive, what's wrong with cans? What are the best ways to choose, store and cook with canned food? And is it really good nutritionally? In fact, are there some foods which are better out of cans than not? I think so, and I'm thinking sardines, for example. Now, Claire Collins is a dietitian and Laureate Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of Newcastle. Claire, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Canned food's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends what's in the can, but I think they're really neglected, really overlooked, and particularly when it does come to things like the canned vegetables, the canned fruits. I don't know if you've noticed, but the canned fruit section has absolutely shrunk compared to years gone by. But then the other canned section that, again, gets neglected are the canned lentils, so things like baked beans, you've already mentioned those, but four bean mix, great in any salad.
Yeah.
Canned lentils, cannellini beans, red kidney beans. It's actually just endless. And if you haven't taken a bit of a look in that section of the supermarket, it's really worth it. Because I'll tell you this meal I made the other night, because I always say to people, for most of us, there's absolutely a meal lurking between your pantry and your fridge. You know, and towards the end of the week, everyone's a little bit tired. But all I did was open the veggie crisper, went, right, everything that's looking a little bit sad or a little bit wilted, I just chopped it up, put it in a pan, a one-tray bake, and then I went to the pantry. And so it was, like you said, the can of tomatoes, I had a can of black beans, a can of lentils, and I had a jar of pasta sauce. Pulled out a packet of pasta, had the most delicious meal, you know, faster than anything could be. Anybody could be ringing the doorbell with a little hot pack.
Hang on, so you stirred all those up in the one pan bake and baked that?
I roasted all the leftover veggies, and I had, and I put an onion in there, and I had some green things, and I had half a capsicum, and you know how you end up with all that thing, I had a little bit of celery, and then I opened all the cans and the one jar, put them in a giant pot, and then as soon as the roasted veggies were done, I chucked them in. I had an eggplant as well, half an eggplant. And then I got out a packet of pasta, boiled that. And honestly, it was delicious. Like, you could have charged me a fortune for that in an Italian restaurant. And I reckon mine would have been better. So I think when you look at the price of – the last time I looked up, the average Australian apparently was spending about $70 a week on home delivery of food.
It's a joke.
I know. And I made essentially a meal out of, you know, things that could have been wasted with those cans. So really, I think it's just a bit of a mind shift. You know, I think for a lot of us, it's hard to know what to cook. So especially at the end of the week. So we have this wonderful website, Phil. It's all free, hosted by the University of Newcastle, called No Money, No Time. And we've got, if you go to the hacks and myths section and type in pantry staples, we've actually got a list for people of things that they could buy. A lot of them are canned things. Some things are freezer items that if you've got them in your cupboard, you can be like me. Use the veggies that are getting close to their use by. Use your cans. Use your dried goods. And you've got a really nice meal.
Because the thing is... I mean, there are some things that people only buy in cans, aren't there? For example, fish. I mean, tuna. I mean, you can buy fresh tuna. I know, but...
But it's really, really expensive when you're buying it fresh.
I know, but people, that's right. Everyone I mean, tins of tuna are pantry staples. But here's the thing. Is it also the case that some canned food might be nutritionally superior to fresh varieties? Now, see, I'm thinking I'm a cook, as everyone on the program knows. In my experience, canned tomatoes are usually much better to cook with than sometimes fresh tomatoes because they've got a better flavour.
Yes. Well, this is the thing. If you go to the supermarket and there's a bag of tomatoes that are being sold cheap because they're close to use by, if you go home and roast them up, then they'll actually taste more like the canned tomatoes. And especially if you put a splash of oil, and there's a couple of reasons. One, when you remove some of the water, the flavor intensifies. Mm. And two, sometimes the cooking actually breaks down some of the little cell walls, and that releases more flavor and sometimes more color. You know, sometimes cooking takes away the color, but roasting tomatoes is one where they actually become more red when you roast them or can them.
But it's not true, is it, that canning food necessarily loses the nutrients of food, or is it?
If they're heat sensitive, they may lose some of the nutrients, but they're not devoid of nutrients. And you kind of hinted at this earlier. Sometimes what you buy as fresh isn't actually as fresh as what went into the can.
Hmm.
And that's because generally they build the frozen food factories and the canning factories close to where that produce is grown. Whereas sometimes what you have bought as fresh was actually picked last season, or it can already be quite old. So yes, cooking can lose some of the nutrients, but the biggest lack of nutrients comes from not eating any vegetables or fruit or those produce that ends up in the cans. If you're really worried about the nutrient content when you're cooking, then cooking things for shorter, so a stir fry cooks things for shorter, and using less water, so putting in the microwave or steaming it rather than, you know, filling the pot brimming and then boiling it to within an inch of its life. That will lose more nutrients.
All right. You mentioned canned fruit. There was a time when, I mean, look, there's a few generations ago, and I don't remember you could buy fresh apricots. You could only get apricots or peaches. Peaches in particular out of a can. Canned peaches were a thing. And that seems to have gone away, doesn't it? So it's canned fruit, or pineapple rings, for example, were always in cans.
Oh, yeah, they still are. They still are. But here's the sad truth. I was making this recipe a couple of weeks ago, and it needed a can of crushed pineapple.
Mm.
So off I marched to the supermarket to get my can of crushed pineapple. And you could not buy Golden Circle crushed pineapple. You could only buy it from overseas countries. And that just seemed incredible to me. That tells me that we didn't keep buying it for long enough to make it justifiable for Golden Circle to have some as crushed. You could still get pieces, you could still get circles. So I actually bought two cans of the rings. So everyone, rush out and buy Golden Circle canned pineapple, because otherwise these things disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. That's why, you know, you can't get things like two fruits. Like, this is going to make me sound really old, but actually I am. So when I was a kid, the big highlight Sunday night, special dessert was the can of two fruits, and they had the little cherry pieces hidden there.
Indeed.
You know, and inevitably we always fought over them. So my mother would get out a packet of glacé cherries and cut up a couple extra ones and hide them in there. But when go and have a look at the canned fruit section, I was really disappointed to see how, like, it has shrunk, but also there's a lot more imported fruit. Go and buy the ones that not only say the brand's from Australia, but the fruit is also from Australia. I had the great pleasure of visiting the cannery down there at Shepparton.
Mm.
And, you know, that's where a lot of the peach orchards are, the apricot orchards. So if we don't want to see Australian farmers and, you know, the fruit growers go out of business, we actually have to buy this stuff.
And there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's nutritionally good and nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, absolutely right. Mm. Nutritionally good, nothing wrong with it. And you can support Australian farmers instead of overseas farmers by buying the Australian ones. Now, you know, a fantastic easy dessert is apple crumble. You can buy canned pineapple. You can mix it up and put a bit of apricots in there, you know, crumble up. All you've got to do is rub a little bit of margarine, a little bit of flour, a whole stack of rolled oats. Then they're hot. They're a whole grain. Whatever your favorite spices are, whether it's cinnamon, nutmeg, or a mix of both, even a little bit of ginger, and you've got the most fantastic, cheap, easy, yummy.
I feel like apple crumble now. Come on, Claire. We're not going to be using margarine. We're going to be using butter. Come on, Claire.
Good Australian dairy butter. Well, you know what? You can even put a little bit, stir a little bit of oil in there if you want to use that. If you want to go straight to the
crushed seeds. You know how when you open a can, sometimes you don't need the whole lot? And is it okay to put the can back into the fridge or should you tip it out of the can?
If you're going to use it the next day, I think it's fine. But have you noticed how if you leave it for too long, it oxidizes?
Yeah.
And inside the can, it goes a little bit of brown and then you've got that dilemma of, oh, is it still all right or not? So you can either freeze it or if you're going to use it tomorrow, then just leave it in the can. But if you think, oh, I'm not going to use it tomorrow, then just tip it into another container and, you know, either one that's got a lid or put a little bit of plastic over it.
Is there any canned food that you think we should stay away from?
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. I personally would never buy canned processed meat. Right. And the reason for that, like I buy canned
fish. Spam or something like that.
Yeah, spam. I would never, ever buy that.
And, I grew up on bully beef. We're saying we shouldn't have
that. Well, I grew up with canned ham as well. Yeah. You know, like it was cheap. But it's mainly because of the relationship between processed meat and the risk of bowel cancer. You know, I come from a family where there is a history of bowel cancer. Mm. And, you know, I follow all the research in the world and the research shows that there actually is no safe level at which processed meat, there's zero risk, zero increased risk for things like colon cancer. So, that's one that I definitely stay away from. And there are a few other odds and ends where you go, does anybody really eat this stuff in the can? I don't really know what it is. And, so there are some. But, you know, things like the canned tuna, salmon, I heard you say you only prefer fresh sardines, but sardines
and anchovies. No, the other way around. I really only like canned sardines.
Oh, right. Oh, well, I misheard you. Yeah. So, yeah, the canned fruits, and the canned vegetables. So with the what's interesting, I find, when you go to the canned legumes, so now I'm talking everything from baked beans to the lentils, and also even things like, you know, canned corn or canned beans, it's actually some of the own brand that have a salt-reduced version. So with the vegetables, it's more that they can be higher in salt, added salt, because of the canning process compared to fresh. So if you have the choice, just have a look. It's not always more expensive to buy the salt reduced. And what you'll probably notice if you spend a little bit extra time in the fruit aisle, once upon a time we did have a much bigger range of reduced sugar types of canned fruits. So, you know, with the juice, you can tip that off. Like if you're making apple crumble, for example, or apricot crumble, there'll be way too much juice for you anyway. But there was a little bit of a choice from canned in syrup to canned in fruit, you know, in actual fruit juice. But there wasn't as much range. Once upon a time, you could get them canned in, you know, like a reduced sugar syrup. But I didn't notice any of those.
Well, there you go. Canned food's not, it's got a lot to offer. Our guest has been Claire Collins, a dietitian and professor of nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle. On you, Claire. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And can I just give a big plug again for No Money, No Time? We've got lots of free resources. Lots of the recipes include those canned goods.
There you go. Thanks, Claire.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.